No wonder the toaster wouldn't work. I didn't plug it in. My teacher says the Bible's like that too.
That's right. You can't just read the Bible. You also have to do what it says. Well, hey there. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. You know, if you read the Bible, but then don't do what it says, it's kind of like putting a bag of popcorn in the microwave, but forgetting to hit the start button. Trust me, you'll come back 2 minutes later and have nothing but unpopped kernels. That's no good to eat. James chapter 1, verse 22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." Well, that's exactly what our story is all about today. It's entitled, Plug It In. "Mom, the toaster isn't working," said Jason. "It won't heat up." "Is it plugged in?" asked Mom. "Oops," Jason plugged in the toaster. "No wonder it didn't work." The next morning, Jason shared his toaster incident with his class at church. Their teacher, Mr. Scott, smiled. "Jason, your story reminds me of an important truth." He picked up his Bible. "I'm sure you all know you should read your Bible every day, right?" Heads nodded. "While that's good to do, did you know that just reading your Bible isn't enough? What you read needs to be plugged into your life." "Plugged into my life?" asked Cadence. "What do you mean by that? The Bible doesn't have a cord." "When something is plugged in, it's used to make a change," Mr. Scott replied. "Toasters change bread. Vacuum cleaners change carpet. When we trust in Jesus, we receive the Holy Spirit and He changes us. One of the ways He does that is by helping us understand and obey God's Word." "So when we read the Bible, the Holy Spirit plugs it into our lives?" Cadence asked. Mr. Scott nodded. "The Holy Spirit plugs what we read in God's Word into the lives of those who trust in Jesus and changes them to be more like Him. As you learn more and more about Jesus by reading the Bible, your thoughts and actions will be affected." Jason raised his hand. "But what about when I mess up? I trust in Jesus, but I don't always do what He says." "Being a Christian doesn't mean you won't ever struggle with sin," said Mr. Scott. "But it does mean that's not who you are anymore. Jesus has freed you from sin, and you can now turn away from it and obey Him instead. That's another one of the ways the Holy Spirit changes you. He reminds you that you belong to Jesus and gives you the power to obey and do what's right." Mr. Scott smiled. "When you mess up and do something wrong, admit your sin to Jesus and ask Him to forgive you. Then remember that you've been changed and can live the way God wants you to." So, how about you? Are you plugged in? You are if you trust in Jesus. Every Christian has the Holy Spirit living inside them, and He changes their hearts and makes them more like Jesus. One of the ways He does that is by helping them understand God's Word and obey it. So make sure to spend time reading your Bible, knowing that God will plug it into your life so that your attitudes and actions can always reflect Jesus. And now our key verse.
Philippians 2:13. "Yes, it is God who is working in you. He helps you want to do what pleases Him, and He gives you the power to do it."
And our key thought today, the Holy Spirit changes you. Tablets and smartphones are a lot of fun, especially to watch videos and play games. But sometimes if you want to read something, a real book is just the right thing. You can read the Keys for Kids stories every day just like that. I'll send you new stories every few months, and you can write in the journal and solve the puzzles too. Get your copy at keysforkids.org/subscribe. As always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.